We're almost at the end of August, dear listeners. August, with its soft, warm days that you spend away from the office, if you're lucky. Days without school and homework. Days so indolent that reporters worry they'll run out of news. August is almost over. And says Slate's deputy editor, David Plotz, good riddance.
You think April is the cruelest month? No way. It's August. Nothing good ever happens in August. August is when the atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, when Anne Frank was arrested, when the first income tax was collected, when Elvis Presley and Marilyn Monroe died. August is a time when thugs and dictators think they can get away with it. World War I started in August 1914. The Nazis and Soviets signed their non-aggression pact in August 1939. And remember this?
Reports from Kuwait say the Iraqi invasion was swift and fierce. According to witnesses, Iraq's Air Force bombed Kuwait's ports and airports heavily.
That was August 2nd, 1990. Why August? Perhaps the villains assume we'll be too distracted by vacations or humidity to notice. August is the vast, sandy wasteland of American culture. Publishers stop releasing books. Movie theaters are clogged with the lousy action movies that studios wouldn't dare release in June. Television is all reruns or worse. And if it isn't an Olympic year, desperate sports fans have to feign interest in NFL training camps. You can't get a day off from August, because it's the only month without a real holiday. Instead, it's stuck with all the lame celebrations the other months didn't want. Air Conditioning Appreciation Week, National Religious Software Week, Carpenter Ant Awareness Week, all these are commemorated in August. Is it any accident that National Lazy Day, Deadwood Day, and Failures Day fall in August? August is the month of vagueness. October is the 10th month. March is the 3rd month. What's August? Bet you can't remember. Does it have 30 days or 31? You have to recite the rhyme to figure that one out. So I'll remind you, it's 31. August can't even master the things it's supposed to do well. Despite its slothful reputation, it's not the top vacation month. July is. Nor is August the hottest month. Again, that's July. The United States desperately needs August reform. For too long, bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., like the ones in ancient Rome before them, have been dictating how you divide up your calendar. But these are your months, and you should be able to do with them what you like. So here's a compromise that should satisfy everyone. Give the first 10 days of August back to July, extending holiday revelry for more than a week. September would get the last 10 days of August, mollifying the folks who can't wait to get back to work. Labor Day would come 10 days earlier, and the school year would run longer. August itself will keep 11 days. That's just enough. Every August 11th, we'll be able to say happily, "Gosh, August went by so quickly this year."
Fighting words from David Plotz. Carpenter Ant Awareness Week? Those guys at Slate know everything. David is the deputy editor of Slate in Washington, D.C., and if you've ever spent August in the nation's capital, you'll understand why David has it in for the 8th month.